Get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the family meeting on NWCZradio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Coming up, we've got Krista's news on the way. You can also tweet at us during the show and we might respond.
Krista Curtis 1.
John Curtis 316.
And mine is Jason Curtis 925. You can call us. Our number is 425-686-9552, or you can email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com.
You can also tweet that number.
Yes, you can text that number.
Text that number.
Yeah, you can also text at that number.
Yes, I say it again.
Oh, the number is 425-686-9552.
The separation's in the preparation, folks. You just got to be...
All right, we're going to kick things off tonight with Jessica Lancaster and Where Are You Now? Right here on the family meeting on NWCZradio.com.
History has left you bent with eyes that now see truth. How mercy turns to you. The ones who've done
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Jessica Lancaster with Where Are You Now? She's going to be playing at Flights in Everett with her new band, Jessica and the Voices in Her Head, this Friday night up in Everett. Make sure you give us a call. We're going to be talking about bad dates here probably in the next couple of seconds. So if you've got a bad date story that you want to share with the interwebs, and you don't care if you come off looking bad, because more than likely we're going to come off looking bad when we talk about ours, you can call us at 425-686-9552, or you can text that number if you're scared and don't want to call and talk to us.
Somebody texted last week during our show, but gotcha, bitch, because that was a repeat. It was not a live broadcast.
Yeah, we
Jason wasn't here, and
I'm the meat of the show.
Chris and I just didn't think that we could pull it off by ourselves. It was that, and it was like 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And I was golfing.
but
other than that, we were really, really prepared to come in.
The point of that entire conversation is that I am the talent on this show, and that's why you guys couldn't do it. That's what I took away from what we were just talking about.
You're the one that drags us here.
You take away whatever you want.
All right, so what brought this up is I was supposed to play in a Scotch doubles tournament on Saturday night. For those of you that don't know what Scotch doubles is, it's a pool tournament where you and your partner alternate shots against another team, and they alternate shots. And this guy asked me to be his partner. I said, sure. What the hell? I didn't even know about the tournament, but yeah, let's go ahead. I get there. Tournament starts at 5. I get there a little after 4 because I want to get a couple warm-up games in. About 4:50, he's nowhere to be found. We finally get a hold of him, and he said, oh, I thought the tournament started at 5:30. I'm on a date. What the hell kind of date ends at 5:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday?
Hopefully it was like a coffee date or something.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't a dinner date. You don't want to go on a dinner date that ends at 5:30.
If it was a dinner date, she had to be like 100.
Is he American? Maybe he's like a different... Maybe he's like European.
No.
And he was with his mom or something.
You know what?
Even Europeans don't date their own moms.
Not the Europeans date their moms. Like Europeans, they go on holiday instead of vacation.
Yeah,
like,
maybe they go on a dinner date with their mom.
Yes, maybe it was just like... Maybe that's just like a meeting instead of trying to have sex with somebody.
Not that there's anything wrong with daytime sex, but if you plan for it to be over at a certain time.
I am so glad you said daytime sex, because when we were talking dating your parents, and you're like, not that there's anything wrong with having sex with, I thought you were going to go a completely different direction, which would have been really bad. So this got me thinking, because the only date I could think of that ends at 5:30 in the afternoon is a bad one. So I was gonna throw the subject out there of what was your worst date, because I know John's got to have a stellar one.
Well, I have a bunch.
Well, I know the girls that I've gone out with have a whole bunch of stories about bad dates. So
I used to my move used to be like me and my buddies would be out somewhere, and I'd see a hot girl working somewhere, and I would I'd take her out to lunch like on her lunch break. So I'd tell my buddies like, hey, y'all just need to go to that bar. Hang out for 45 minutes. She has a 30-minute lunch break, and I'll be back.
Because you know it's not going to go too long. It's not going to cost you too much money.
And anytime the story starts with "my move is," you know it's going to end badly.
Well, I like the little 30-minute date, because then you can find out who she really is. You know,
if you want to waste the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't want to schedule a night date, and maybe you're not worth my 3 hours. Maybe you're just worth my 25 minutes. And so, So this date, I was super stoned, and this girl worked at the Commons Mall, I think at some jewelry store, I think. And
if you're picking up chicks at the Commons, this isn't going to end well usually anyhow.
She worked at a jewelry store.
What mall would be okay for you to pick up a chick at?
It wasn't Spencer's.
The Tacoma Mall?
You prefer Tacoma over the Commons?
She didn't work at Spencer's. She worked at a jewelry store. So I take her to Red Robin, right? So we're
21, Forever 21.
Go. So we're at Red Robin, and I'm really stoned at this time, and I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot to put deodorant on this morning, and like now I'm kind of nervous, so I'm like, I'm just gonna run to the store real quick and buy some deodorant, and so that sounded like a great idea at the time, so I think I actually went all the way home, instead of going to a store. Because I was broke or something.
Because you're
know.
Too cheap to buy deodorant.
So I went
and one of this date went bad.
So I went home and I got deodorant on, and I came back, and she was done eating, and she was like, "Oh well, it's time for me to go back to work." So.
Well, yeah, you've never lived next door to a Red Robin. It had to take you at least a half hour to get home and back.
I'm thinking, you were lucky she was still there.
I think she was just there because she was just finishing up her food. And I was like, wow, that went poorly. That was...
So it was a bad date because you weren't on it?
Yeah, I wasn't doing that.
Honestly, how do you know it was a bad date? She might have had a hell of a time.
Because she seemed angry.
Gee, I wonder why.
I don't. For some reason, she seemed angry.
I think it would have been better if you didn't come back.
Women are so hard to read, aren't they?
you just can't.
I was really
never happy.
I was really stoned. It probably felt like it was only like 3 minutes for me. I don't.
Everything was moving in slow motion. And that was your worst date, the one you weren't a part of.
I mean, it was really embarrassing.
Oh hell yeah! You wouldn't have gone. I can guarantee you didn't go back to that jewelry store.
We had to, when we went to the mall later, we had to go outside the mall and around back and back in. And
dodging the jewelry store.
I don't even think that's the worst one, but I think that's like the...
That was the first one that jumped into your head?
Yeah.
I've had that one date where you're just sitting at the table and you have nothing in common with the person you're on the date with, and there's no conversation going on. It's just dead silence. I think I've had a couple of those, and those are typically my like the worst dates I've ever been on. Just I don't like silence, which is part of why I like doing radio, because there's usually little bits of silence, but not a whole fucking meal worth of silence.
I've never had one of those dates.
Well, no, because unlike me, you will just start talking and just make noise.
Well, maybe you need to start talking a little more on your dates too.
Or maybe my dates need to be more interesting. But
on Becca.
but that's on me. I married her. That date went well.
Becca would never sit there silent.
Right? Yeah, there was never any quiet since the day I met her.
What are you thinking? Why are you thinking that? What are you thinking?
She's not the what are you thinking about girl.
No. How about you, Krista? Have you had any bad dates that you would like to share?
No, not bad enough that we're any amusing to anyone. Just the regular ones where like dudes are assholes, but like you guys know that already.
Yeah, because we're assholes. We understand that one completely.
But nothing specific. Nobody's ever like left in the middle of the date and not come back or anything. I think you got everybody topped, John.
You are the king asshole.
If you can top that, call in.
425-686-9552. Yeah, we would love to hear from you if you can top John's non-existent or not appearing at the date.
Hey, I didn't stand her up. I showed up. I just happened to leave for the entire thing.
I don't know which is worse, standing her up.
I came back.
That is true. You get points.
I came back and paid the bill.
You paid for it?
I did.
He better pay for it if he left.
Jason, I'm a gentleman.
He didn't eat any of the food. He shouldn't have to pay for it.
He couldn't afford a stick of deodorant, but he bought that girl lunch.
That's probably why I didn't go buy it. The bitch might buy some raspberry lemonade, and I'd be fucked.
Yeah, especially when it's like 10
Well, if you're sitting there, you're there to give her the evil eye. Like, bitch, you better drink water. I got 9 burgers on my Red Robin card. You can get a burger and a water.
I only got enough money for a burger, a water, and 2 rubbers, so...
Who the hell you think you're dating here? I picked you up in a mall walking past your place of employment. While you were working, I was not. I'm not paying for a raspberry lemonade.
But so back to you having issues with the Commons Mall.
Oh, yeah.
So why not the Commons Mall?
I've just had some really bad experiences in the Commons Mall. And it's kind of, well, it depends on when this was. Obviously, this wasn't recent.
Jason, I know your life. You have bad experiences everywhere.
I'm beginning to think maybe I'm the problem with that. But
so what, seriously though, like what mall would you be like, yeah, you could pick up a girl at that mall?
You know, I really can't think of any mall because they're all kind of, nowadays especially, malls are all kind of run down.
Back when Jason was young, there were good malls.
Well, because malls were fairly new. Mike can back me up on this. Malls haven't been around all that freaking long.
No,
when we were kids, it was the new thing.
I used to.
That's true.
I used to wish... I used to wish that I grew up in a trailer park.
Why?
Because
then you get to see all those pretty tornadoes come through.
No, because like Jason's like, oh, you need to go to a high class mall. But It's like the trashier the mall, like the more women you can pick up. And I just feel like at a trailer park, like women are easy. And like I could have been banging hoes at like 12 if I lived in a trailer park.
You could have walked into the trailer park like the rich guy. Like they thought you were going to rescue them from that trailer park.
I was going to take them up out the hood.
Rolling up on your on your dirt bike. Wing, wing. Come on, girls.
That boy's got transportation too.
I just feel like there's
you could have cleaned up at the trailer park.
Like 12, 13-year-olds are just getting down behind trailers.
Just throwing it around.
Yeah, that's what I, that's
that's how John pictures a trailer park.
That's what I picture a trailer park. I don't know why.
John pictures a trailer park like a porn movie. Just everywhere people just getting laid.
like brothel trailer parks. All over the
like
place.
Like a zombie sex trailer park. Like,
so in school when there were portables, did that just automatically turn you on or what?
I don't think I started thinking about this until I was like, I don't know, 17 or 18 or something. I was like, man, it would have been
nice behind the portables.
Grow up in a trailer park.
Well, we lived in those apartments for a while when we were young. That's kind of the same thing, right?
Not really.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've lived in a lot of apartments and trailer parks always seem way, way more down.
Like trailer parks, people are like so poor in trailer parks, they don't even want to fight each other. Like in apartments, like there's
no
violence.
Offense to the trailer park
like
listeners
there's violence
out there.
Like
they got internet.
Everybody's got a smartphone, Jason.
I'm just saying I'm saying like how can they be offended? Like I wish I grew up in one. How can they feel offended? That doesn't make sense that they would feel offended.
Your last sentence was people in trailer parks are so poor. It's like bad your mama jokes.
If somebody can back up a truck and steal your house, you've reached like the lowest level.
Some of those they might have to take like two or three screws out. But
sometimes
they
put porches on
the take the wood out from. Oh, so now that we've alienated an entire batch of people,
according to you, they don't have internets anyway.
No, that's probably true. Seriously,
I think you're picturing the wrong trailer park, Chris. Like, so you're picturing like with like
are you picturing high
like
class
double
trailer
wides?
Parks?
She's picturing like double wides, and you're talking
like camper trailer.
I'm talking
tent trailers. That's a campground, a hole, not a trailer park.
I've seen trailer parks with trailers.
Like when I was picturing this when I was a kid, like I wasn't picturing where there's like driveways and like flower gardens. I was picturing like where gypsies live, like just like on a hill and just like not even you can't even be
like
oh.
A trailer that's not even level.
Yeah, you can't be like, oh, little Brittany lives in trailers park 6. No, you'd have to be like, yo, the bitch lives in like the third one on the right up the hill, because there wouldn't be any like no. It's just like random.
Like, so like in your daydream, were you as worried about disease as you should have been?
Because people just pull in and park. They don't really, doesn't matter where, just go over there to the left.
Kind of, yeah. Just like on a hill with nice grass, though. It had nice grass in my dream. It had nice grass.
I'm with
Chris. Yeah, because you were having sex on it. You better hope it was nice.
Because you sure as hell didn't want to go in the trailer.
That's a bad trailer park. You'd rather have sex out in the yard.
Well, when you're 12 and 13, you don't want to be banging on your kitchen table, because it was really smooth. Kitchen table would be really small in a trailer park.
I think when you're 12 or 13, you'll have sex anywhere you can get it.
You should just fall through the table in a tent.
The really ugly kids could like fuck the rats that are underneath the trailer park, underneath the trailers.
We're gonna get back
only the good looking kids get to have sex in the grass.
But good looking in a trailer park, like I was Ben Affleck in that bitch. What am I? So you're in a trailer park.
No, of course, oh, yeah. It's your daydream.
it's a trailer park. I mean,
you're not gonna daydream. You're like a cyclops or something.
I could walk into a trailer park right now and I'd be a 9. I guarantee that.
And a half.
Yeah, I mean, if I have some new shoes, just 10 it up. It's dime style right there.
Ooh, look at him. He's got white shoes on. All right, we're gonna get back into the music with Scotty. And Fanboy, right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I spit it like a hard cock. You take it like a soft waddle. Fuck the game up, make you pay up, calling at a cock block. Bet that you would quick. You know I will not stop. What up with that music that you playing? That shit not hot. You sounding like everyone else. Amateur. Now your girlfriend mad at you. Can't even pay for her to get a manicure. Can't even pay for her to get a wristwatch. Get off my jock. You just pissed cause your female want a retail shop till she fucking drop. Well, ha. I suggest a new job. Instead of trying to be a heartthrob fucking rapper dog. Like I said, boy, go get a real job. You ain't no fucking rapper dog. Look, you ain't no rapper, you just rhyme a lot, boy. You ain't in the studio putting tracks down, boy. You ain't no rapper, you just rhyme a lot, boy. You ain't in the studio putting tracks down, boy. Man, quit acting like a bitch. What up with you, me mugging my clique? What up with you not believing even when I would get a bit of attention by the record labels and shit? So fuck the past and the present, future is where it is. Right here. And my future is bright and shining, me telling I should live life to the fullest. Middle finger to the bullies, middle finger to the hater, tipping back a fucking noe. That's a 40 ounce of freedom, drinking malt liquor this evening. I'm finally doing it, I'm finally breathing without further assistance. Uplifted, feeling gifted, feeling like I don't even really need any kind of medicine. You ain't a rapper, you just rhyme a lot, boy. You ain't in the studio putting tracks down, boy. You ain't a rapper, you just rhyme a lot, boy. You ain't in the studio putting tracks down, boy. Spooky like Hookie the Goblin, who be the common denominator between us? Your partner hating on me cause I'm hotter. Why you gotta be caught up with all the shit talking? I can't even believe I'm the reason why you were stopping, bitch. I'm under the lights and I'm lyrically gifted. Hear ye, bitches, pick my scroll up and lift it up over my head. I'm breaking that bread, no one going unfed. No. Did you catch what I said? My skill level is hella good, fella. You better move to the back, grab a number and do better. You let a new make a move and get through and take over the whole motherfucking room. You fucked up when you put me in the spot, thought I'd get me to the bottom, but I got me to the top. My shit'll profit, yo, shit'll flop. I'm really doing it, you only talk. You talk about yourself so motherfucking much that it doesn't even mean anything anymore, bro. But the thing is, you probably think it'd be good, huh? But the only fan that you have is your mother. You ain't a rapper, you just rhyme a lot, boy. You ain't in the studio putting tracks down, boy. You ain't a rapper, you just rhyme a lot, boy. You ain't in the studio putting tracks down, boy. You ain't a rapper, you just rhyme a lot, boy. You ain't in the studio putting tracks down, boy.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Scotty with Fanboy. If you've got a bad date that you want to share with us, give us a call, 425-686-9552.
Scott T was killing it.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
You're all going to have to bear with me. I obviously have a little cold.
It always sucks in July and August when you get that summer cold.
I seem to get one every year.
Yeah, you just don't feel like... the whole time you're like, how in the fuck did I get sick? It's like 90 degrees outside.
Well, now it's just a cough. So if you hear my cough drop clicking on my teeth, just deal with it. So on to the news. We have quite a bit of Florida news going on. So it's obviously hot in Florida too because the people there are going crazy again.
They started releasing it again?
Yeah. Some people go to extraordinary lengths to avoid getting caught for things, while other people just embrace the trouble they've gotten themselves into. But this first Florida man got arrested in a stolen car, and on the way to the police station, he was caught on video in the backseat of the police car trying to chew off his fingerprints. He was caught chewing the ends of his fingers off to try and hide them. He failed. They were still able to get the fingerprints, and he was charged with having a counterfeit credit card, grand theft auto, possession of a concealed firearm, driving on a suspended license, giving false ID to law enforcement, having similar driver's licenses. Not only all of this, but he's in the country illegally, so they called Border Patrol, so they're after him too.
What were they just like flipping through the book and just pointing at shit? Because they had a lot of stuff in
there. It sounds like they didn't have to flip through the book. They could just put everything in it.
Doesn't this guy know, like, if you're a criminal, you should know, 600 sandpaper, really fine. You work your fingers on that for about 4 or 5 minutes, and the fingerprints are gone. And they'll be gone for like 14 to 18 days until they grow back. It's very simple.
The worst time to try and get rid of your fingernails or your fingerprints? When you're in the back of the fucking cop car. When you've already been caught, the planning part it goes out the window, and you just got to start chewing.
The cop's like, oh, thank you for taking that off for us. We'll just take that.
Exactly.
The tape shows him gnawing at his fingertips, swallowing the flesh, and rubbing his hands against a cage in the back of the car.
They should have got his ass for cannibalism also.
They missed one.
they did.
Is it cannibalism when you're eating your own flesh?
I think so.
I would think
they
so.
They might have run out of room on the form to charge him with things.
It would have to be. It's just eating human flesh is considered cannibalism. It doesn't. Is it bad form to eat your own body parts?
Yes.
So if you like lost an arm, like in a car accident, and like the cops came to your house and there was an arm in your fridge, and you've been you've been like there was fork marks in it and shit, and they were like, oh, so you can't be eating people's arms. And he's like, oh no, that's my arm. Oh, okay, don't worry about it then. That's.
I believe they would.
They might lock you up.
I was gonna say you'd be in a rubber room real quick.
Can I have my arm though?
Because the first thing would want to know is why that arm is no longer attached. You would have to have like the article from the car wreck like stapled to the arm.
I'd like to think that if you got in a car wreck and they were doing reports and stuff, they would do something with the arm.
Yeah, I don't think they typically allow you to just take it home.
Motherfucker, yeah, can I have mine. Can't take my own.
Just because you grew it doesn't mean you own it.
It is thief. You can't steal my shit.
I'm kind of attached to it. Can I take it home?
Not anymore. Okay. So our next Florida story. So we've discussed on this show before that it's a felony to assault someone over the age of 65, right?
Yeah.
But when you're 74, it would be easy to forget that. Last week, a 74-year-old Florida man hit his 100-year-old mother in the face with a broom handle and broke her glasses. That night, she just went to a room because she said she was afraid of her son. She decided to go to the hospital the next day, and she reported it. I don't know how she got to the hospital. It doesn't really say. I hope she wasn't driving.
With no glasses.
And 100 years old. The hospital sent her for a CAT scan to make sure she was okay, and they determined she needed a mental health evaluation.
That's because she's 100.
You may be asking yourself, what caused all this drama? It was because the man said he was angry that his mother was feeding his cat. And that's not code for anything. Like, probably, he has a cat, and he thought his mom was feeding it, and he was
probably
pissed.
Probably feeding his cat his arm that you wanted to save.
But I thought maybe there'd be some kind of, like, mercy rule if you're, like, old as shit and you're beating up somebody that's old as shit.
Like statutory rape can't happen if you're more than 3 years apart from each other.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a tough bitch, though. He hit her with a broom handle, and, like, she didn't break. Her glasses broke. That's
solid living right there to make it over 100 and somebody can beat you over the head with a broomstick and you just, I'll go to the hospital tomorrow if I need to.
I use that line all the time though when old guys are talking shit. I'm like, look, motherfucker, if it wasn't a felony, I'd knock you the fuck out right now. With your old ass, get the fuck out of here.
Well, but apparently it's a felony even if you're old too. He's in jail now.
Yeah, so if you're over 65, you should be able to beat up as many 65-year-old plus people as you want.
At that point, it's the same as if young people are beating each other up. That's not a felony. Right? It should. Am I wrong?
Depends on how much damage you do, but yeah.
Okay, well, so if I hit John in the face with a broom handle right now, it's not a felony.
Well, but no, but over the applause from everybody.
If he gets old as shit. And then I hit him with a broom handle. Then it's a felony.
You gotta worry. I'm not gonna make that old. But I think it's not.
Chris already told you you can't do that.
I think it's not that young people can like hurt old people. It's that old people are brittle anyway. If an old man just pushed an old man, he could fucking die. You gotta.
They're not made of crackers, John.
They're not actual brittle.
They're made of like uncooked spaghetti noodles. And it could.
I'm picturing a bunch of old people made out of spaghetti roaming through a trailer park now. And this is what happens in John Land.
You just step wrong and, oh, there goes the leg.
Okay.
Chris had to push her mic all the way across the room.
Well, I try not to cough right into it because that seems kind of rude.
Enjoy that mic, Shanny.
I don't cough into it. So there have been so many stories of burglars coming into people's homes and going to sleep. This is just pure laziness. They get caught all the time. All they have to do is stay awake for 20 more minutes until they get home. How dumb are they really? But this time, the family came home and found the guy sleeping on the couch. All around him, they saw beer bottles and chicken bones. So not only did this guy go to sleep at the scene of his crime, but he feasted on beer and wings and left the evidence all over the place. So when the police got there, they found he was in possession of a few items of jewelry that belonged to the family who lived there. He said he just went in there because he needed a place to stay. He already had a warrant in Texas for burglary, so this one just got added to the list.
So they need to start adding this as a class in burglary that don't go when you're tired.
Well, how tired would you have to be like mid-burglary? Like, that should be a fairly adrenaline-pumping activity, yeah. I would think, breaking into a house. And then to be like, oh gosh, I just can't make it another step. I need to sleep on this couch right now.
That proves you've done it one too many times.
They got the itis. They open the fridge up and they're like, ribs? Oh shit. You started eating some chicken wings and...
You're going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you drink a couple beers, you eat some wings.
You hear this all the time and it's really like... The one dude, they still busted his ass, and he ate their food, but the motherfucker did the dishes. Like, he cleaned up after himself. They came home, and they found him, like, watching TV.
That's almost like you're looking for leniency.
And they were still like, sir, we're going to let you finish watching your show, but the cops are on their way.
Can you finish dusting first?
Yeah. And they still busted him. Should have tipped that motherfucker.
As I say, some guy breaks into my house and cleans it, I'm not pressing charges.
Yeah, it cost me 3 chicken wings for him to clean my kitchen up.
Even if he walks out with a couple pieces of jewelry, I don't give a shit. I didn't have to clean.
Can I just take pictures of that jewelry before you leave so I can...
File the insurance?
Yeah, file the insurance.
Can you model that for me real quick?
It's like, see, State Farm, like, this is the necklace, and this is... Well, who's that wearing it? Oh, that's the burglar that stole it. But
never mind the fact that he's got it on his arm and he's doing the Vanna White with it. He was running really fast when he left the house with that jewelry.
How come you guys are cherries and chicken wing in this picture? I just don't worry about that one.
You guys look like you're bro-ing down pretty damn hard.
Bro-ing down pretty damn hard.
I wanted to go as frat boy as I possibly could there.
Okay. You guys remember... It wasn't too long ago we talked about that that marriage over in India that got canceled because the guy couldn't pass the math test.
Yeah.
Well, this happened in Algeria. There's a man suing his new wife for fraud. The guy married a woman that he says was beautiful, but when he saw her in his hotel room the next day, she was so ugly he thought she was a thief. He didn't even recognize her as his own wife. He said she always had on so much makeup caked on her face that when she washed it all off, he didn't even recognize her. So he's suing for psychological suffering because he married an ugly woman. I would think, okay, I don't wear makeup. People who know me know that. And I would think that if someone had that much makeup, like, caked on their face that you couldn't see it, that might be a red flag. Am I wrong?
No.
So, we can't do it. Well, you could do it, Krista. For the listening audience out there, just Google... porn stars with no makeup, and it shows them with makeup and then without makeup, and they look like Barbie, and then they look like a 10 year meth addict.
They do the same thing for regular stars. It's not only porn stars.
Yeah, but for some reason the porn stars look really bad.
Look what they go through.
It's like regular stars, whatever, but the porn stars is like so dramatic.
You're getting railed by 100 dudes a night. You're gonna look a little used and abused.
Gonna look like you've been ridden hard and put away wet a few times?
Yeah, because you have been.
Like the old people in England, like the queens and shit, when they would die, they would find like an inch of makeup on their face.
Yeah, because they never wanted to look ugly.
And they never washed. Well,
nobody, that's because it's England.
But like this is back in the day, like nobody, like when they find them now, there's always just a half inch or an inch of makeup on them.
Like on their mummified corpses?
Yeah, have you guys heard that?
No.
No?
No, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they just put makeup on every day without cleaning or washing.
That just seems so freaking nasty.
They probably, you know, they bathe like back in the day. Like whenever you watch like Vikings or any of those things, you never see them like dip. They're all in the public bath.
Yeah.
Right? But you never see them get their head wet. Like they never go underwater.
Well, yeah, everybody else's ass has been in that water.
Well, everybody's asses and dicks and pussies are in a pool, too, but you still put your head in there.
They're covered. What kind of pools are you going
covered?
To?
On the Queens of Comedy
Jason,
show, they talk about
Jason,
that a little
it's
bit.
Jason, it's water. Are you saying when you jump in a pool with a bathing suit on, your dick don't get wet? Is that what you're saying?
Not a chance.
Yeah, your dick stays dry?
Yeah.
Fuck this guy. But they're covered. Just get the fuck out of here.
That was the point. People don't think about it because they're like, oh, they've got a swimsuit on and it's covered.
I'm thinking that back in the day of like Vikings and all that, like Game of Thrones shit, That water, that public bath water, was probably pretty nasty, and I don't think I'd want to put my face in it.
I think it was probably a lot cleaner than the Black Plague and the water running down the streets.
You're right, John. The Black Plague water was probably pretty bad.
I mean, it's not like
it was almost like there was a plague in
is
it.
Is that I the mean, alternative?
Yeah, I mean, there's no Brita filters in the 1400s. There was
like
no
you think
Brita.
A Brita filter would have stopped the plague.
Charcoal, maybe.
We're gonna charcoal.
John's using briquettes.
Maybe if they would have had like a 7-stage like sand, gravel, charcoal filter. Maybe more people would have lived. But
okay, our
the
next
light
story.
Gray plague.
Our next story takes place in Germany. A woman recently called police because she was being stalked. This normally wouldn't make my news segment, but this woman was being stalked by a squirrel. Police detained the squirrel and found out it was suffering from exhaustion. This bitch must have been really moving. But they were trying to nurse it back to health with apple chucks and honey tea. It will be sent to a local animal shelter once it's healthy. The woman was panicked when she couldn't get away from the squirrel, but once the squirrel was captured, it's the squirrel's condition and not the woman that's mentioned in the article. They never mention her again. Once they catch the squirrel, it's like the woman didn't exist.
This woman was being stalked by a squirrel that was so malnutritioned that when people found it, they nursed it back to life. Now the key words here are back to life. Like this thing was fucking dead when they found it. And she's like, I just can't get away from it.
I just was picturing this woman like hiding in doorways and stuff like, oh my God, it's right behind me. Like,
it's not really stalking if the squirrel can't move, is it?
Just walk away from it.
Oh no, I can't do that.
All right, is that it for your news?
Oh, that's it for today, yep.
All right, the next song was a request from Krista. We haven't played these guys in a while, and they're friends of the show and great people. It's In Cahoots and Rock and Roll Uniform right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Ah!
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was In Cahoots with Rock and Roll Uniform. Give us a call and tell us about your worst date, or if you've dreamt about living in a trailer park,
or whatever else you want to tell us,
or whatever else. Yeah, whatever's going on in your world, we just want to talk to you. Number's 425-686-9552.
So this week, I was at home, and Mom called me.
Okay.
And she goes, John, I locked myself out of the house, and would you please come let me in the house? So her truck was at my house anyway, so I said, okay, well, I'll drive my truck over if you can drive me home. She said, no problem. So I get home, I get to her house, and we get in her car, and she wants to get gas. So she stops by Fred Meyer, but there's too big of a line, so she's like, I'll just get gas somewhere else. The only other place to get gas between her house and mine is a 7-Eleven store. So we stop at 7-Eleven, and she opens up her wallet, and she's like, oh, I don't even have my cash card on me. She's like, I only have $10. So she's like, I'll just put $10 in my tank. So I get out of the car, and I'm like, I'm gonna fill her tank up because she only has $10, whatever. So I go, Mom, just pop your gas cap. So she props her gas cap. I put my card in the machine, and I'm punching numbers in, so I figure she's seeing this.
Yeah.
Well, she just walks into the 7-Eleven to pay for to give $10 to get gas. So I'm gonna tell you what. So the guy working there is an Indian dude.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you what he was saying because it'll make the story more. You'll understand it more. What he was telling my mom was, he used a card. Right, I used a card to pay for the gas. So she goes in there, and I'm the only car at the pump. So she goes, I need $10 on pump one. Well, I'm already pumping fuel, right? So the guy goes, where's your car? And she goes, it's the only car out there. It's that white one right there. And he goes, well, who is that? And she goes, well, that's my son. Like, why does that?
Like, who? Why do you need my genealogy, bitch?
And he goes, well, he used car. And she goes, no, that's my car. Like, he has his own car. He's not using the car. And he goes.
I'm picturing this whole conversation happening.
So he goes, no, he used car. And she goes, no, that's my car. Like, he can use his own car, but that's mine.
As if this guy gives a shit who car his car is, right?
Yeah.
All he cares about is who's paying for the gas that's going in that car.
And so he tells her again, they're just arguing about whose car and who can use the car. And
like, he's 16 asking for the keys.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, can I have the car?
So eventually the other guy goes, he's saying that he used a card and he's done pumping fuel now. And so she came out and told me this story.
So his interpreter came out,
yeah,
and explained the entire thing.
He used car. No, that's my car. I use my own car.
So I overheard something at the pet store the other day. It was the day of the blue moon or whatever it was. Yeah. You know? So I'm walking to the pet store, and I had a friend with me, and we both heard different parts of this. Like, these girls had a crow wrapped up in a towel. And so they walk up to the girl that works at the pet store that's sitting outside on her cigarette break, and they're like, this bird is alive, and we just need to get it to see someone. I don't know what's wrong with it. And the girl goes, oh, well, the veterinary part closed like 20 minutes ago. And so I keep on walking because it's none of my business.
Yeah.
And then my friend heard her say, I was visiting my friend in the graveyard and picked up this bird. So this girl is picking up wounded crows in the graveyard, taking them to the pet store.
She's a saint.
Do you have anything I can feed this to?
Got any boa constrictors that need a good crow diet?
It was a big crow. It wasn't a baby crow, so it probably wasn't the same thing that was happening when John tried to steal that crow from its parents. But I don't know what was wrong with it. But these girls, so they get back in their car because the veterinary part's closed. And I go in and buy my bag of dog food, and I'm leaving. And these girls are just sitting in the car with this crow still wrapped up in a towel.
You got to be fucking insane to get into a car
with a bird,
with a live, crazy bird.
Well, you know, especially if she was in a graveyard, that bitch probably clubbed that crow because she saw it sitting on somebody's gravestone and decided to pretend like she was cared and took it to a vet.
So I'm wondering, is this girl like visiting her friend that's just kicking it at the graveyard, or did she have someone that was like buried
was
at
she
the,
visiting
graveyard?
The graveyard?
Like, what kind of visiting was she doing at the graveyard that she's picking up wounded
possessed,
birds?
Possessed crows.
Because it was on like the
it wasn't alive when she got there, but she did some magic.
It was on like the big moon night or whatever, you know, so I don't know what the like other people.
Do you know why it's called a blue moon?
No.
I do. Because it's the second full moon in a month. The only reason I know that is because Becca schooled me when we saw the blue moon the other night, because I had no fucking idea. I was kind of like Krista, don't care, but somebody filled me in, so I knew.
Yeah, I just thought that was a very strange thing to overhear at the pet store.
It's just watching somebody, seeing somebody with a crow, because usually you see a crow down on the ground, you just leave it there and keep going.
It was like a full-size crow wrapped in a towel.
You especially don't take it in your fucking car with you.
Like, because I've seen birds like act like they can't move and then all of a sudden just fly away. And if you're sitting in your car, there's nowhere for it to go but
in
your
head.
Can
you imagine driving like down the freeway 60 miles an hour and all of a sudden this crow's like, ah, fuck it, I don't want to be here anymore.
Wham! Right into a window?
Flying around in your car, like shitting on your head.
She had a little car like a Nissan Sentra or something.
Krista,
this
was not
a car.
Can you imagine a crow shitting on your head?
Go to hell, John. I hate you and you.
For everyone that doesn't know, Chris has been shit on by birds 3 times in her life.
Well, the one I remember, weren't we going to Sturgis? Weren't we leaving?
We were going to a baseball game.
Oh, that's right. I was just thinking we were leaving on vacation one time and you got shit on.
I did. But the time that you're thinking of, we were going to a baseball game. We're on the way out. Like, we're all leaving the house. And all of a sudden, a bird shit on my head. And nobody would wait so I could go take a shower and wash the bird shit out of my hair. They just took a napkin and, like, wiped it off. I was, like, 11. I wasn't old enough to, like, make the rules yet or anything. And I really wanted to go and take a shower, and they wouldn't let me.
Oh, and on that
because the
note.
Door was locked already, I couldn't even go in if I wanted to.
I've been shit on by a bird on a golf course, and I didn't go take a shower.
I got shit on the shoulder by a seagull. Like that was not pretty either.
Because it's not. Yeah, it's just not a tiny shit when a seagull does it. All right, yeah. We can hear your story about being shit on a golf course when we get back. We've got Coffin Break and Wasted Time right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. Look out to trolls, I know because I feel a deep within my bone. It laughs at my complacency, it laughs at me. It doesn't have to be, still I sit here deep in misery. I look for someone to take the blame, someone to share my shame. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the family meeting. Some classic early 90s Pacific Northwest music. That was Coffin Break with Wasted Time. Those guys are back together playing shows again, and I'm so excited. I freaking love Coffin Break. Okay.
Got that out of your system?
I got that out of my system. So you've been, going back to the whole being shit on by birds, you've been shit on a golf course.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. It was on the third hole of North Shore, and my ball was under a tree, and I was chipping onto the green, and it shit on me. It might have been pissed on me. It was liquid. But that's what bird shit is.
Yeah.
So
I was
not that I'm the bird shit authority or anything, but it's pretty liquidy.
Half
kind
the time,
of, kind of a milky, milky oatmeal-ish kind of substance.
Because I got shit on at the San Diego Zoo when we were walking through the bird atrium. Which, I mean, you really, when you're walking through the
bird. I would never go into a bird atrium.
Because you're a target.
I know, I'm like a magnet for bird shit.
But you don't even, half the time you don't even know that a bird has shit on you. Because I just kind of looked down and it was on the front of my shirt.
Well, then you're a dirty bastard, because every time I've been shit on, I've known it.
It was on the front of your shirt, you were like, did I eat a burrito today? Or like, what the
hell was that? But I was at Disneyland one time with my grandmother and my mom. And my mom and I went on a ride, and we come back, and Grandma's sitting there, and she just got shit all over her shoulder. She didn't even realize she'd been crapped on. Like, oh, poor little old lady. Just, like, patting her on the head.
Don't pat her on her shoulder.
No. I was staying the hell away from her. And I was careful about the head, because I didn't know how much of it got in her hair.
Every time I watch Jurassic Park, and they're like, where are we? And they're like, this is a bird cage. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
It's been a long time since I've seen the first Jurassic Park.
They're like, what?
It's on like every 2 hours.
Yeah, when The Lost World came out, they like all three of them play like back to back to back like 10 times a day.
It was like A Christmas Story, but for a month.
And they're like, we're in a bird cage. And so they're like, fuck.
It's the
what are the flying ones?
The pterodactyls?
The pterodactyls. Yes. Can you imagine like a pterodactyl shit? Be like a couch.
Knock your ass out.
Like a couch landing on you.
Be like getting hit with a turd rock.
It would probably still be liquid. You would be like,
oh, that makes it. You would, that makes it so.
It'd be like somebody dumped a bucket of something over your head.
You would be in like a pterodactyl poo cocoon.
Like somebody dumped a dozen broken eggs over the top of you.
What if it was like semi firm, and you were just like stuck inside of this? And you had to crawl out.
You are
out.
A sick, sick bastard. You have to crawl out. You just took an extremely disgusting thing that could have possibly happened to you and made it worse.
I just want you to picture that in your mind.
No, no. That,
nobody wants to
we picture still, we it. Still, we still got some big-ass birds out there. I mean, not pterodactyl size. What is the biggest bird you think there is? Probably like 10 feet wingspan.
Like a condor?
12-foot wingspan.
Don't condors have like a 5 or 6 foot wingspan, I know.
Is that a real bird?
Yeah, they fly like 200 miles an hour.
That's a Concorde.
That's in a dive. That's in like a dive bomb. That's like a. They don't fly that like they can't. Well, they can.
Like they can't maintain that speed.
Yeah, but like the dudes.
Look at the
like,
muscles on that bastard.
The dudes in like the flight suits. Like that's. Like a.
Can you imagine being one of those like squirrel suits and like flying towards the earth at those speeds that those guys do?
I don't think you'd be able to tell because it's like.
I'd be
so
just
high.
Like jumping out of an airplane.
You're so high.
If you've been in one, you let us know.
Yes. All right. How can people find out more about you, Johnny?
Probably listen to this show is the best way.
You find out way too much about you.
Listen to our previous episodes, or you can follow me on Twitter at JohnCurtis316.
I'm on Twitter at ChristaCurtis1, CHRISTA.
And I'm JasonCurtis925. You can email us at thefamilymeeting at nwczradio.com. And we're going to end things tonight with Nick Foster and Letters on The Family Meeting.
I don't mean a man, it's Florida, you and me. I mean truth that changes names and faces. Do you feel like there should be a little more? Love. Letters
how you see the world. Yeah, these are letters, they make up words. We put them together and that's how we see the world. Well, if you could say a word and make it true, I'd say love and it'd be how I feel for you. And you'd say water and drink it, and the world would make sense. But instead I see fire and there's not anything. If you simply told me without letting me hold it, or is it the best that we can do to approximate? Because every language